The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Betty.
Did you know that today is National Cereal Day?
Oh, I did not, but I'm going to celebrate now.
Yeah, now you know. So, Wally and Gavin, what's your favorite cereal?
It goes back and forth between two. A Captain Crunch, well, three versions of Captain Crunch. Usually Crunch Berries or peanut butter. They're interchangeable. Or Sugar Smacks, the one with the bear, not the frog.
Gavin?
I resemble a leprechaun, so I've got to go with Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a
I do like marshmallow Fruit Loops. That's a really... When they added marshmallows to them, that was a game changer.
I think I would say Frosted Flakes are mine.
No, really?
What? What's wrong with Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flakes are good for about 35 seconds. Mm-hmm. I've timed it. Like, from the time you put them in the milk, the first, like, three bites, if you get it fast, you get that crunch, you get that little bit of sugar. It's amazing. And then all of a sudden, in about 33 and a half to 35 seconds, they turn into these little floppy nothings, and all the sugar is off of them. I don't know how you do it.
Yep. Well, the big search engine Google pulled data on cereal searches over the past 20 years, and they're now sharing with us what they found as the most popular cereals. A couple of ones that made it to the top, but not the top five. Honey Nut Cheerios, Frosted Flakes.
No, okay, but not the top five.
Captain Crunch.
No, that's a crime.
Fruit Loops and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, CG Crunch.
Yeah, it is. Oh, that's what the cool kids call it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
So what made the top five?
To me, they're disappointing, okay? Number five.
Raisin Bran.
Well, this one's not disappointing. Number five, Lucky Charms.
Okay.
Great. Right. Fantastic.
I see why it's not number one.
It should not be in the top five at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the only thing good about Lucky Charms is the marshmallows.
Yeah. It's enough to carry it.
I'm really passionate about this. No, because the rest is just a waste. And so much so that they will sell bags of the marshmallows. They don't sell bags of the other cardboard stuff.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right.
Thank you.
Number four, Special K. No! Right? Are you kidding me?
Who eats Special K?
I don't know. Number three, Chex.
No!
They're so bland.
The only reason for that is because people make Chex Mix.
Yeah.
Like, it's not because you eat it in cereal.
Yeah, but it's bland.
This is horrible.
Yeah. Pour sugar on it, it's good.
Number two, Cheerios.
You give kids Cheerios.
Wait,
was it... Because you said... Was Honey Nut Cheerios not? This is just...
Honey Nut was in the top 10. But
okay, but this
Cheerios,
is just,
you
this
buy that because
Cheerios?
You give them to your kids.
Yeah, the kids love them. So right. That does make sense. So it makes you wonder, well, what is number one? Number one, to me, is worse with the soggy situation than any other cereal.
It's Frosted Mini Wheats?
No. Rice Krispies.
Oh.
Number one. They are number one.
I've never bought that in my life.
They're only number one if they are in the form of a Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah.
Like, as cereal, I used to eat them as a kid as cereal, but there wasn't enough sugar, so I would pour the Rice Krispies in the milk, and I would heap spoonfuls of sugar onto them so that they would somewhat taste good. But you're right, they get soggy fast.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
The whole list, I'm going to throw it out.
You know what? I am going to have this for dinner tonight in honor.
Cereal?
I've got a bowl, a box of Cap'n Crunches waiting for me. I didn't get open yet, so now I have a reason to go
Live?
Home.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
God, I'm still counting my blessings.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. It's a great new song we're playing, Counting My Blessings. By a guy named Seth Sleater. Don't even try to spell it. It's lunacy. But if you want to look up the song, just Google Counting My Blessings. Seth. S-E-P-H. That's the easy part. But man, it's a great song. But it really got me to thinking about something when I heard a different part of the song where he goes through this thing about counting your blessings. And I thought it was really poignant and important.
I can't even add them up one.
thank you for everything.
I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. Like, how many times do we get hyper-focused on what we don't have? And it leads us to comparison, it leads us to depression, it leads us to all these darker, more difficult places. But when we focus on what we do have and what God has given us and what we have been blessed with, it changes the way we perceive the situation we're in.
Yes.
And this is not judgment. This is just me saying this is, I've spent a lifetime of always looking for the next thing or not being content in the moment where I'm at. And I'm trying to get really, I've gotten better at being happy where I am and being thankful. But I do find when I remember in that place where I can't seem to get out of this negative mind space, when I start being thankful and I count them off, 1, 2, 3, some days it's one. Some days you find one thing to be thankful for, and that's enough to start carrying you and breaking you out of it.
And too, once you start practicing that, it's kind of like it starts getting easier and easier for you. You find yourself getting less and less depressed or less sad about things, and you start seeing what's how God has provided for you all the way.
I mean, like, I have these stupid shoulder problems. Like, both my shoulders are bad, and I'm probably going to end up having to have surgery on them. But it's like, I was thinking about this the other day, and I was frustrated by it. I'm like, I'm too young for this. But then I was like, man, my health, other than that, like, I'm thankful. I was like, Lord, you know what? This is a pain. It's a problem. It's not a big deal. I'll figure it out. But thank you, because I know other people that have massive health issues.
Yes, especially because of the way you eat.
Yes, I should be dead.
You should have been dead in your 20s, okay? The man does not eat a vegetable.
Yeah, so I'm like, thank you, Lord.
You are a walking testimony, sir.
See, there you go. I have a testimony. That's what I share. But that's the idea here, what I want to do with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. Put that number in your phone so you can get right through whenever we're talking about something that lands with you. But I want you to count your blessings. And like Seth was doing there, 1, 2, 3. We're not going to just do one. We're going to do three. We're going to find three blessings. If you're in the middle of a mess right now, we'll help you walk through and, you know, focus on this. Because it might change the course of your day, your week, your month, start pulling you out of something if you learn to find the things that you're thankful for. Because it's really hard to be angry and grateful. Like, gratitude is one of those things that alters us, you know? And so that's what we want to talk about. Like, what are those things? Count them off. And sometimes maybe they're declarative for you right now because you are in the middle of a mess. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to proclaim each one of these things as a blessing in my life and say it out loud and share it, because it might give somebody else the idea, too, of something that they're not recognizing in their life that they should be thankful for, and it could help them. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We're going to do a little counting my blessings. 1, 2, 3. 855-33-WAY-FM. What are your three blessings when you're going through something hard?
My grandchildren, both, well, I have three, but two of them are old enough. I've got a 3-year-old and a 7-year-old, and they talk about Jesus, and I bring one of them to work with me. I'm a teacher, and she sings her songs on the radio and sings Jesus Loves Me, and we say prayers every morning.
Oh, that's so sweet. And your blessings are easy because you have three of them. You could just name them off, and those are your blessings.
Yes.
There's part of me that thought you was going to say, you know, I've got 3 grandchildren, so let me see, that's 2 blessings, because that one is a terror.
No, he's just not old enough yet.
She even knows
Yeah, she knows the one that's going to be the problem. Well, Tammy, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
All right, Bethany, you're up. We're going to count them off. 1, 2, 3. What are those things you're thankful for, your blessings?
Life, being rescued from brain cancer.
No way, really?
How long ago was that journey?
2019, I was diagnosed with brain cancer. I have a walking miracle.
Did you have to have, like, brain surgery?
Absolutely.
Did you have to do the kind of brain surgery where you're awake?
No, sir.
Oh, boy, yeah, I would be like, put me under.
Thank God for anesthesia.
There you go, another reason to be thankful, another blessing.
Right.
Thank God for anesthesia.
That's right.
Well, we are glad that you're still here and you are a walking medical miracle. And, you know, maybe you give somebody hope today who's facing their own medical crisis and isn't sure how it's going to go up, that God is still a God of miracles.
Yep, he rescued me.
Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I was inspired by your conversation. I love the song. And I'm a high school teacher on my way to work, and I listen to you guys every morning, so thank you. I want to try to change the dialogue of the kids that I teach. And so this gave me an idea. This morning, I'm going to start every one of my classes, go around the room, and every kid, whether they want to or not, has to come up with something that they're thankful for.
I love it. Because kids, man, they get into these groups, and you get around your friends, and everything's bad. And I'm telling you, people are like, oh, man, like, if there's not something wrong with you, what's wrong with you? You know, kind of thing.
Exactly.
It becomes self-fulfilling. And so to have you speaking life into them and going, okay, let's find something positive today. Let's break the narrative. I love that. And I'm really glad that this song inspired you.
Well, and your conversation about the song also, because I don't know if the song itself would have given me that idea, but what you're doing this morning gave me that idea. So thank you.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. And you know what? It's just nice to be a humble servant of the Lord.
Oh, I don't know about humble.
Well, Cindy, thank you. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Teresa, what is that for you?
For me, I've actually lost 3 children. I lost a daughter 15 years ago. I lost a 16-year-old son 8 years ago. And 3 weeks ago, I lost my other 16-year-old son.
Oh, my gosh.
So I am very, very grateful, one, for your guys' radio station because it keeps me going, but also for family and support. And for the Lord's grace and mercy.
I can't imagine. Like, when you talk to you, I'm sure people around you are like, oh, my gosh, Teresa's life is great. Look how happy she is. And then you start unpacking it. And then people, like, my reaction was like, wow. Like, I can't fathom that. How is it? And I think this is important for people to hear. How is it that you can still sound put together, healthy, even happy?
Because I know that the pain is going to be there, but it lessens with time. And my last son that passed away, he was very strong in the church. We've only lived in the area for 7 months, and 186 people came to his funeral because that's as many lives that he touched. So it's just a wonderful testament to the Lord, and I'm so, so grateful.
Wow, that's powerful for people to hear you say, after losing 3 children and one that recently, to say I'm grateful. I mean, hopefully people can latch on to that today and find their moment of gratitude in something that's probably a lot less to bear than that. So thank you so much for being on the show with us today, Teresa.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, I love you guys because you guys give me the strength, and the right song definitely plays at the right time.
Well, speaking of the right song, you know what? I think we should play this. It's Seth Schleter, and it's Counting My Blessings. And maybe this is just the song you need to hear today.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And you ever had a dream that died on you at some point in time? Well, then you know how I feel.
Aww.
Yeah.
What happened? Well,
when I was younger, I was in a band, and I thought that was the way
Heaven's
my life
fire.
Was
going to
go. Yeah, Heaven's Fire. We rocked. And so I thought that's the way my life was going to go. And then it didn't. And I ended up in radio, and I'm very thankful to be in radio. Because I can't do anything else. And so I'm so thankful for this job. You have no idea. But it hasn't quelled inside of me that desire to be a rock star, you know? And so from time to time when bands come by, you know, I kind of jokingly throw my hat into the ring, and no one's taken me up on the offer yet to be their lead singer. Until the glorious band We the Kingdom. They came by, and they were so kind that not only did I throw my hat in the ring, they decided to join me, play along with me, and even sing with me as I auditioned for their band. And what I think is a really good match for the two of us. I think
that's,
we fit.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
I do. I think we fit. We have the same vibe. And maybe you'll hear it when you hear the performance of Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd and We the Kingdom. They probably don't want to be associated with this.
Yep. That's the we're off to a good start.
I probably should have jumped in earlier, but I didn't.
Come on.
Mama told me.
Come on. Okay.
When
that was a step
I
back.
Was young, said sit beside me, my only son.
Woo. Yeah, yes, she did.
Come on.
And listen closely to what I say. Hey, hey, and if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. And me a simple kind of man.
Woo! That was for them, wasn't it?
And me something.
Show your range.
You love and understand.
Yeah!
Maybe be a simple. For me, son, if you can.
Oh, bro.
I don't want to say that they stole my thunder, but I think that they were trying.
I don't want this to sound judgmental,
sure.
But what thunder are you speaking of?
The performance. Yeah, because I wasn't expecting them to sing with me. And then to sing a higher harmony on top of me. Mm. Maybe it was they weren't trying to steal it. They were just inspired. And they
sure.
Vibed. We vibed. And so
sure.
I think what's important is, like, audibly, obviously, perfection. But then
obviously,
you have to see the video, because the video of me transforming from a mild-mannered DJ to frontman for We the Kingdom.
It's jaw-dropping.
Yes, that is a great word. And Betty Rock picked the word for this. I did not pick the keyword for this. If you want to see the video.
Text the word star.
Thank you.
I regret it already. Text the word star, STAR, to 91979, and we will send you that video. That's star to 91979.
What's on your mind today?
Like, I want to change, but I'm not open to make those changes.
Right. How does that make you feel?
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And the other day we were doing shrink wrap where we talked to people about therapy that they've been in and something that they've learned from it and want to share, you know, and like on the surface, I'm like, oh, this is a good idea. What could go wrong with this? Apparently I had said something, and I think inadvertently, that set somebody, like, landed with somebody badly. And he reached out to me and we had a really good conversation back and forth about it. But basically Betty had asked me, you know, if I was ever in therapy, because like I'm not a proponent of therapy. Like, I think it's okay for other people, I do, but like I said, oh, for me, I would see it as failure, and I was talking about me specifically. And then he was like, you said that therapy is failure. I said, no, I didn't. I said, for me, I would see it that way. And he goes, yeah, but you are a male voice and men struggle with this area, and you should be more responsible with that, because there are guys, veterans and things like that, that need help. And I'm like, I agree with you. I agree with you 100% that there are guys that need help and they should not be afraid to reach out. He said, you know, anxiety, depression and suicide are at all time high, and our teen population is in a mess right now. We need it more than ever. We need to hear it's okay to seek help. True strength is being able to say, I need someone to help me get through this.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with everything he said there. I do. Like, I think if you are struggling, then yeah, it is a sign of strength to say, I need to talk to somebody about this. I contend that not everybody needs therapy. I think we are messing up our society by saying everyone needs therapy because not everybody does. You know, it's like saying everybody when they're upset has depression. It's not true.
And I would contend that it would be super helpful if everyone got therapy, whether they thought they needed it, whether they thought they needed it or not.
Why do you feel that way?
Because I think that therapy, I think you and I have a different perspective when it comes to it.
We're generationally different too.
Yeah, so to me, therapy isn't about fixing your emotional problems. It's about speaking to someone who's on the outside and verbally working through things that you're walking through. It's getting a different perspective on things. Like you use this studio
radio, yeah,
as your therapy because you will admit that you like to verbally process things.
I do. Yeah.
And so in the safety of a counseling office, people can verbalize what they're thinking, what they're feeling, and it helps you make a better judgment call, make a call that's not emotional, and in the process you're not hurting someone,
right?
You know, like if there's someone that, if you're only talking to family and friends, that's great, but sometimes you need someone who's on the outside looking in.
I've heard Betty say that, you know, people, the reason people are in therapy is because of the people who aren't in therapy. Mm-hmm. And, but again, I disagree with that. Like, you and I disagree on this because I don't think that everybody needs to be in therapy. Now, is it nice to talk to people and have, like, bounce ideas off? But that's what I do with people in my personal life. You know, like, I do that with people in my personal life. I'm like, hey, what do you think about this? I seek your counsel on things because you are more level-headed than I am on things. But because you're more level-headed doesn't mean I need therapy. You see what I'm saying?
But does that mean that you're benefiting from the counseling I've gotten before in the past?
I'm benefiting from your wisdom and your counsel.
It's secondhand counseling.
Yeah, exactly.
See,
exactly.
So then you're saying that you do need it.
I'm not saying I need it. I'm saying that seeking out people that have, you know, like thoughts that can help you out, that sounds like therapy. As I say it out loud. All right, you know what? I'll take your thoughts on this. We'll just open this one up to full discussion. You've heard where Betty lands. You hear where I land. Is there a middle ground? Or do you agree with Betty? Do you not agree with her? Do you agree with me? I'm just curious because I do think we've done a disservice to our, especially our youth, of like, hey, you're broken. Everything about you is wrong.
Right.
You've got to have therapy. If you're not in therapy, right, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
I think that that's a dangerous narrative that kids buy into, and normally healthy kids become mentally unhealthy, mm-hmm, because of that narrative.
I agree.
Now, I could be wrong.
But I think healthy people, mm-hmm, also benefit from counseling.
All right, we'll open it up. You can weigh in on this however you want to weigh in with whatever you want to say. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm hoping this isn't a hot button. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Where do you land in this?
Abuse as a child. I needed therapy.
Absolutely.
I went to psychiatrist and I didn't get anything. So I'm kind of like, if you can find somebody who can help you, God bless you, but it didn't help me. They were more pushing the drugs and that made me feel crazy. So I had to get off the drugs myself. But I assure you, I know where you are coming from.
But Carol, don't you think that if you found the right counselor, I'm not saying the first one you're set up with is going to be the perfect one for you. Sometimes you have to, for a lack of a better term, shop around and find that right person for you. Do you think, though, that if you found the right counselor, that that person could speak life into you and help you through such a difficult situation?
I had to find one 18 years later because of a nervous breakdown for this and didn't help me at all.
How are you dealing with this then? So if like therapy hasn't worked for you, okay, but you're still here, you're still functioning, how are you doing that? I'm curious.
Talking through it with people actually was the best therapy, but letting it out because I held it in for so many years is more therapeutic than the court ordered when I was 16.
I think the thing is, you're saying the same thing as Betty in the sense that talking about it is what's important and getting it out and working through it. You just have not had the benefit of having somebody that's a professional at it that's been beneficial for you. Because I do think that there are professionals that are good at helping people process things.
Well, they didn't talk. They just sat there and wanted me to talk. They didn't ever give me any input. They never said a word. They just sat
My wife could never be a therapist if that's how you do it. Well, Carol, I appreciate your perspective and you being on the show with us today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Where do you land in this discussion?
I'm on Betty Rock's side. I do agree that everybody could benefit from therapy, you know, not necessarily, you know, psychiatry, but a counselor. You know, she's talking about someone you can trust. It might not always be the first person that you find. But the same is going with, like, a health doctor, a regular doctor. You go to a doctor for checkups when you're sick. You go to a doctor yearly to get a physical, have your blood drawn, see how things are going. And with a therapist or a counselor, it's the same thing.
I think, Alyssa, what you're pointing out to me, I think I'm finally seeing the issue now. Wally is really bad about going to the doctor for his health.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
So he could...
Because I feel they're kind of useless, too.
Right. He could have actively have a leg that is falling off, and he would say, well, I don't know.
I can fix it.
Yeah, there's definitely a stigma around it, too. People don't want to, you know, these conversations are important that you guys are having because it opens up both sides of the conversation,
yeah.
And it gives people an idea of what might get in the way of them getting mm-hmm. therapy, or why it might be beneficial, or why it might not work.
I appreciate you bringing that up, because one of the critiques that led to this was somebody saying, well, you're putting out there that therapy's bad. I never said that. I've never said that. I think therapy is good for a lot of people that have been through a lot of stuff. I haven't been through a lot of horrible tragedy that I need in my life to get fixed, you know, or to process, you know, verbally. Like, I'm blessed in that fact. I'm thankful for that. And so, yeah. Like, for people that are in that place, absolutely. So I don't think therapy is bad. I just don't think it's for everyone.
But and I think that's where we differ, because I don't think you have to go through something traumatic to qualify yourself for a counselor.
Okay, well, what if I went to
and
a counselor?
That's where I agree.
Okay, well, what if I went to a counselor and I brought back a certificate that said healthy, and he was like, you're good.
I would love to see that,
because
you would not get it. There is no way.
Well, yeah,
because
they want me to keep
earth.
Coming back and spending money. Come on now.
That is where you are toxic, sir. You are toxic.
You know what? We'll take it to your counselor. Where do you land in this conversation?
I think therapy is God's gift. It's such a good thing, because a lot of people will just internalize, and I can do that. I can overthink, and I'm just listening to myself. And that's not a good thing. You need someone to open up those neurons in your brain to show you the paths of, you see, you're not thinking about this because you've had a roadblock of some sort. And you can't just trust your family. You can't trust your friends all the time.
I agree with that, because they don't always have the best advice.
Right.
You know, and so when you're in a situation that seems like you need advice.
And counseling, too, is really great about getting to the root of your issues. So, for instance, I know you've had situations where I ask you, why are you always like that? Like, why
right.
do you always go right to that?
Right.
And you're like, I don't know. That's just how God made me.
Right, he made me that way.
No, he didn't.
I can't,
he did not
I
make you that way. You can get to the root cause of
like
it.
Like, if God was the designer of this car, it would be wrong of me to alter this car.
But just you're driving a Pinto, sir. You're driving a 1964 Pinto on its last leg.
No, I do agree that, like, getting professional counsel. Why do we hire lawyers? Because they know something we don't know, and we go to them. Why do we hire accountants? Because we go to them because we don't know how to do our taxes
right.
and stuff. So I understand that. If you feel you have something going on, you should absolutely talk to somebody who might know better than you. I don't feel I have anything going on.
But what if the people around you, like your close
you're
circle.
You're the only one.
Your wife doesn't think
no,
so?
No.
I need to talk to her. She's told me otherwise.
TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
I think that I've been listening to the band Casting Crowns probably ever since my ears started working.
Yeah.
They've been a band for, you know, almost, I think they actually just celebrated their 20th, like, anniversary as a band. And unfortunately, the lead singer, Mark Hall, his dad passed away about a week and a half ago. He said in a post, he said, my hero, my dad, John Barry Hall, passed away. He was at home with his family, and now he's home with Jesus. And he actually shared that the song that Casting Crowns put out a little while ago, is called Scars in Heaven, was a song that he wrote when his dad's health started to decline. And he said that he thought, he didn't think he could write it in the tougher moments like this. Like if, you know, sometimes right. you hear this song come out of a loss.
So he wrote it preemptively.
He did, because he didn't think he'd be able to write it like while he felt the pain and the, sure. and the sense of it being a fresher pain. So he kind of wrote it as he was, saw his dad declining. He was actually, along with his mom and his sister, they were actually his caregiver for the last couple of years. So I just, yeah, I definitely feel for that, but I also am glad that he wrote a song like this.
The only scars in heaven, they won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken.
Yeah, I think that'd be hard to process what you're going through in that yeah. moment in a healthy way, too.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you're going through something that just hurts. I remember one time there was a Christian artist that was going through a divorce, and I was asking him about, like, you know, well, are you going to talk about it? And he said, I've been advised not to, and not because of, like, you know, not sharing it, you know, or, you know, being salacious, but he's like, I'm not in a healthy place to process it right sure. now, and to wait till he got on the other side of it to then
oh, yeah.
be in a better place to then be able to share it about it constructively, you know, because otherwise it would have just been pain.
Oh, absolutely. And I kind of wonder, too, in writing that song, he, you know, saw his dad declining. I wonder if there's times like hearing this song was helpful for him over the years of seeing yeah. his dad decline and now pass away. So it's interesting to think that, like, they wrote it preemptively, but now that song is probably powerful and, like, speaks truth in his life.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing, too, is, like, you write songs sometimes for other people, but for these people, it ends up being just as much for them yeah. as anybody else. All right, that's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin.
We've never claimed he was the brightest bulb.
At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
It's the Wally Show with Smarter Than a Jock.
Smarter Than a Jock is brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where, like, I taught, and now Betty Rock becomes the proctor here, and she's going to give us a test or a quiz, and if you can get more questions right than me, you will win a prize. Very simple.
Now, in the past, Wally's been a winner.
Yeah.
But more, he's been a loser.
Okay. Are you talking about just the game, or are you just talking about in general?
Well, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, it felt oddly specific, actually.
But I've got questions that are, I took these from questions that middle schoolers get.
Okay.
So these are questions that any common middle schooler should know the answer to. So you as a grown adult
right.
should get them.
You forget things. You go backwards. You regress. Mm-hmm. Once you're out of middle school, like, and you realize, oh, I really didn't need that. And mm-hmm. you just chuck it out of your brain. And then something comes up like this where you're like, oh, I really need that. Mm-hmm. And it is not coming back.
Yeah, so if you're thinking, well, I know a little bit about everything, well, some of the topics that we're going to talk about are state laws.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm glad it's not states, because I'm horrible at geography.
Some of them are about, like, the study of things. Okay. What are the official titles?
Okay.
Spelling. That's some of my favorite. And then math, of course.
Don't you mean spelling? Because that's how I always spell it.
S-P-E-E-L.
Oh, man. Okay, well, there you go. Those are the categories. If you think you are smarter than a jock, good luck to you today, because I'm feeling not so good, actually.
You're going to make me yawn.
I know.
Stop it.
I'm trying to just lure them into a false sense of security.
I see.
So they think, oh, he's not there today. Mm-hmm. And then, bam, I lower the hammer. Okay? So that's what's happening. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you think that you are smarter than a jock, A, you're wrong, and B, you can call now. 855-33-WAY-FM.
We've never claimed he was the brightest bulb.
At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
It's the Wally Show with Smarter Than a Jock.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Raquel, welcome to Smarter Than a Jock, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where Betty Rock was a student and now she's the teacher here, because she is going to be giving us questions. If you can beat me, you can win a prize. And these are like middle school type questions. So how long have you been out of school, Raquel?
I have been out of school since 2002, but I actually teach fifth grade. So
nuts. Well, okay, you know what? Upside is this could be super embarrassing for her if she misses these.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, so is name your buzzer, or are you giving us each questions?
Yes, so name is your buzzer. So Raquel, if you think you know the answer, what do you say?
Raquel.
That's right. Okay, I'm going to give you a word. If you think you can spell it, name is your buzzer. The word is acquiesce.
Wally.
Raquel.
Uh-oh, Wally said his name first.
This is one of my favorite words to use that I'm not 100% sure how to spell it. A-C-Q-U-I-acquiesce. Acquiesce.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. Raquel, would you like to take a shot?
A-Q-U-I-E-S-E.
That is incorrect.
Oh, is there a C in there? Acquiesce.
So how you spell acquiesce? A-C-Q-U-I-E-S-C-E.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Those tricky C's.
That is very embarrassing for a fifth grade teacher. Not so much for
very embarrassing.
DJ.
Yes, I wanted to make you feel better, Wally.
Thanks.
Way to play it, Raquel. That's right. Okay, Wally, you get to choose. Do you want state laws? Do you want
state laws?
Oh, you want state laws. Okay. So name is your buzzer. In which state is it still illegal to ride a horse over 10 miles per hour? Is it A, Indiana, B, Pennsylvania, C, Ohio, or D, Utah?
Mm. Raquel.
Raquel, what do you think?
Pennsylvania.
No, because that's where the Amish are. Like, they have so many Amish there. There's no way that's right.
That is incorrect.
Yes! Yes!
Okay, Wally, you get a chance.
I'm really stuck between Ohio and Utah because they each have weird things in their bylaws that I know of. I'm going to go Utah.
You're going with Utah?
I am.
That is also incorrect.
Was it Ohio?
Indiana.
All of them. We missed all of them.
That's my second choice.
Wow. Okay, last question. Whoever gets this one is the winner.
All right. Raquel, do you want to do math or the study of things?
Study of things.
Okay. What do you call someone who studies rocks? Is it
a Wally!
Oh.
Sorry, I got really excited. It took me a second. A geologist.
Yes.
That is incorrect.
What?
A geologist is the study of Earth.
Oh, and she gets choices.
All right, Raquel, I'm going to give you all
three
choices.
Although she did say yes, like she agreed with
Doesn't
me.
Doesn't matter,
so.
I didn't hear that. Okay, Raquel, is the person who studies rocks, are they a paleontologist, a pediologist, or a petrologist?
Pediologist.
That is incorrect.
Yeah!
That is
a petrologist.
It is a petrologist. Yeah. Yes, because I guess that maybe that's how they got pet rock.
Maybe.
You know, I don't know.
Petrologist.
But yeah, pediologist is the study of soils of the earth.
Well, you know what? Because nobody got any points, it's a draw. You actually win because tie goes to
that
the caller.
Yay!
But that's really not like winning. So.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yeah. Congratulations, kind of, Raquel.
Yeah, that was sad.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And one of Betty Rock's titles on the show is actually Audio Ninja. That
Hi-ya!
Is, I know, and that's what she does. She chops up audio like a champ. And she doesn't always use it for good. Sometimes she uses her powers for evil. Because, again, with great power comes great responsibility, which sometimes she does not yield properly. So she will cut up things from the show that don't always put me in the best light. Because they're always taken out of context.
But you have to admit, these things that I take out of context,
yes.
You have said.
They did happen, yes. I fully admit that these things have been said, but it's just always the context in which they were said. Sometimes you need that context. But with that, this is called Here's How Betty Hears the Show. So here we go. I don't care if it's sounds of the plane coming apart. As long as it's not the sounds of a baby on a plane, I'm thrilled. I love Chipotle, but Chipotle does not love me. Those are really great questions and a great place to start.
Sorry.
I said great, like Mewis. I'm sick today, and I came into work anyway because I have that kind of commitment. My legs fell asleep on the toilet the other day. The amount of hairspray that I use basically is responsible for the hole in the ozone layer. You should always stretch before you go to the restroom. You can really avoid falling off a cruise ship. It's not hard. I've been on a bunch of cruises, never even came close. Well, once I stood up on the edge of the balcony, but that is There was a couple bathroom breaks in there.
I'm starting
to think that I talk about that a little much, actually.
Oversharing.
Yeah, I think so. Sure. I think that's what I do. Well, there you go. That's how Betty hears the show.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Attention, please.
Uplifting Way FM. Celebrities are just like you and me. Except for the mansions, tigers, and sequins.
It's the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
You know the old saying, money talks. And in this case, it really does. Forbes just put out a list of the top paid actors of 2023. And to me, the results are surprising.
Really? Okay. Yeah, because I'm trying to think of all the movies I've seen in 2023 and who would have done well.
So the first one that I'm going to give you just the top three. Okay. So this person came in at number three as the best.
The top paid actors.
Okay. So number three, they made $45 million last year.
Who would that mean? I think that'll be bigger. Who did, I mean...
Is it Gosling?
Did Dwayne... Oh.
Ryan Gosling?
Did Dwayne Johnson?
That's a great guess.
Ryan Reynolds?
No, he hasn't done much.
Ryan Gosling made it to number four.
Oh, so I was so close.
Boy. Number three is someone who has little man syndrome.
Oh.
Feels like he has to do all of his stunts.
Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise.
Oh, because there was a Mission Impossible.
There was?
Yeah.
In 2023? Okay. Oh, wow.
$45 million.
That's not, that seems low for him.
Yeah. But we're only going to get higher from here.
I guess
here.
It's a year. So.
Yeah. Number two is someone who came in at $59 million.
Wow. Big jump.
Actor or actress?
Actress.
Oh.
$59 million.
Margot Robbie? Because Barbie was so big.
Yeah, I know. We keep guessing all around that. Is it right?
That is a great guess because it is correct.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, there you go. Wow, she did well. That's really a good year for her.
But she didn't make it to number one. And to me, number one is surprising.
Really?
$73 million.
And that's surprising because of the money or because of the person?
The person.
Oh,
actor
man.
Or actress?
Who did a bunch of...
Actor.
Actor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Is it an old actor? That's why it's surprising?
Like as somebody an older. Age?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Is it?
You watch more movie, or you're more into movies than I am. Is it from the Marvel universe?
No.
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
Is it like Daniel Craig?
I would say this person started out in comedy.
Oh.
Oh.
Is it Steve Carell?
No. There's no way. No.
$73 million.
Started off in comedy.
Does comedy, but has gone into the serious side.
Because there's a few actors like Steve Martin did that, and a couple others. Jim Carrey, they were that. But I can't think of who's a contemporary that was a comedian. Carrot Top. It has to be Carrot Top.
No. Coming in at number one, breaking in $73 million, is Adam Sandler.
No!
Here's what's so
his
crazy.
His movies are the worst.
Here's what's so crazy. I'm glad you asked that, Gavin, because the thing is he didn't release one single movie in theaters last year.
Netflix movies.
But instead had four huge hits on Netflix.
No way!
Yes, those four hits were Murder Mystery 2.
The first one I like. I didn't see that one yet.
Yeah. You Are So Not Invited to My Bar Mitzvah.
Okay, yeah, I saw that.
The Outlaws.
Didn't see that.
No.
And then I saw this one, Leo. That one about the class pet, and he's a lizard, and it's super cute.
That's crazy, though. Like, the model of films being where these people make money being changed a little bit from streaming on Netflix, and he made that kind of cash.
He made it to number one, where Margot Robbie is making less than him, and she had that huge hit.
That's crazy. Yeah. And the weirdest thing is he did it all by being the same character in every movie. He's amazing. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And the other day, Betty Rock was super excited because there was a concert coming, and she was like, oh my goodness, it's like three of my favorite groups. I will buy tickets for this way in advance because it's not even until like December. And then she started doing the money, And after fees and everything like that, it got up there like a lot of money. And no one in your life likes these bands.
That's the trouble with all of this. And this has been happening to me, I would say, for a couple of years now. So I guess I have an odd music taste.
Yeah.
And so there's not anyone I really know that wants to go and see these three bands.
Because if it's a friend of yours that likes the same music, you go, hey, I got us tickets. And they go, how much do I owe you?
Yeah, exactly.
But for the bands you like, you go, hey, I got tickets. Would you like to go? And they go, how much are you going to pay me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's just... Yeah, it's tough. And so I've been playing with the idea of maybe returning one of the tickets and just going by myself.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's a little bit scary for me.
Sure.
I watch a lot of Dateline.
Yep.
And the one thing that scares me is that, you know, it's in downtown Nashville. And so you have to find a parking spot.
Right.
Then you have to walk all the way down to the arena. And then you have to walk back. It's a night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to get back in your car,
late
find
at night
your
when
car.
You leave.
That's just not a safe thing.
I was surprised, though, that you, when we were talking about this, you were like, I don't mind once I get in the venue being alone. Still going.
Okay. The joke has landed. And that's the truth. Like, I'm fine with the idea of going to a concert alone. But
you know you cannot say the word alone anymore,
but
just because I'll hit it.
I know.
Okay. By myself.
Single?
Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's fine. I don't have anything for that.
Okay.
Oh, I'm single, ladies. No.
But if I get into the arena by myself, I'm good.
You're good.
It's kind of like seeing a movie at the theater, you know, by yourself. I'm fine with
that. I love how confident you are in that, and that, like, that doesn't bother you.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the getting there yourself is the problem. Because then you didn't even want an Uber, though. Because I'm like, oh, just take an Uber then. And then you're like, I could be murdered in an Uber.
Ain't that the truth?
It's so wild for me, as women, you have to have these thoughts.
I know, and it's sad.
Like, but I never think that.
But I can't be the only one that has considered going to a concert or in by themselves.
Yeah.
Or has done it already. And maybe you have a few tips for me. Maybe you have some advice. Maybe you've done it and you're like, I would never do that again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So going to a concert
by myself or alone.
Thank you. Team player. Takes one for the team. That's why I love that girl. Takes one for the team. All right. 855 33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you have some advice for Betty, maybe you've been there and you've done this before, or you found the system to getting there and all that good stuff, she needs your help right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So do you have any advice?
I think, though, that with all the social media options that you have at your fingertips right now, you could probably do a meetup or ask if somebody else on a social media site that you're on is going, and ask them to meet you in a parking garage and walk with you.
A complete stranger?
Yeah, and make sure you ask them if they've ever murdered before.
Have you ever watched an episode of Dateline? Keith Morrison is going to be standing over my body going, it was a nice evening until it wasn't.
Yeah, I think Betty Rock is looking more for how she can go alone, because she doesn't want to do that, meet up with anybody, because otherwise you'd just pay for it and take one of your friends, right?
Right, exactly. But I would like some advice from someone who has experienced this.
All right, Jennifer, can you help out Betty here?
I can. First of all, going to the venue, I took myself to a concert last September in downtown Nashville, and you're in a group, like going and coming out. You are with so many other people that the safety and numbers thing, I wouldn't worry about that.
What you're saying does make a lot of sense, Jennifer, because there is power in numbers. So if I am going in when a lot of people are going in, or parking where a lot of people are parking, I'm going to feel safe because I could just act like I'm part of that group.
That's it.
And just walk in.
Yeah, you just walk in and you walk with them, and then at some point in time you just go, oh my gosh, John, you are so funny. make people think you're with them.
But the tricky part is going to come at the end, because I don't think I'll stay till the very bitter end, and then that's going to be tricky, because then to find a group of people that are going to be leaving the same time as me and going to the same parking lot as me, that's iffy.
I'm pretty sure the Metro Security Police will escort you.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a great idea. Yeah, just say, hey, there's this creepy guy following me, if that's not a service they offer. And they're like, what's he look like? And she just shows them my picture.
Creeper. Do you have any advice on that?
What I would say is get a personal alarm. It makes huge noise, flashes, so that will attract somebody. The other thing would be to stay in a hotel overnight, although I know you probably live there. So,
do you think that I'm going to look a little odd walking through downtown by myself? I've got a flashlight. And when you say flashlight, I'm going to get one that like you could see from space, okay? Yeah. And then I'm going to have pretty much, I would say, a boat horn. Like I'm going to have something super loud. And I'm just going to probably be honking that thing the whole time just to be on the safe side, okay? So do you think that's going to look a little odd?
That flashlight, no. If you're honking the horn, yes, it will look a little odd. It will look like you're frightened.
You should just make a sign, okay?
Okay.
And carry a sign that says, I am super high maintenance. People will leave you alone.
Yeah, but I'm not supposed to lie.
Yeah, right. So do you have any suggestions or tips to keep her safe?
Yes. Tip number one, everything you all have suggested is awful advice.
Great. Okay, good. Now, now what makes you say that? What qualifies you to say that?
All right, we'll go with the most recent one. So having something in your hand, flashlights, horns, things like that, what you're telling people is, hey, I'm afraid, and you're also drawing attention to it. So not only is it, hey, I am vulnerable, but I'm also afraid, so come at the second thing with jumping into a group.
Yeah, just kind of suddenly walking with people like, hey, you like the show and you look like you're part of them. That was some advice.
Who are those people?
People with great music taste.
Hold on. So you hope. But it's a completely unknown factor and you've just inserted yourself into what could be a group of predators.
Ooh.
Horrible advice.
Wow, this is very scary to me. Betty Rock is like, I think she's online right now returning her tickets.
I am.
No. So first, she absolutely should go.
Well, you're
second,
not making it sound like that.
No, you absolutely should go, but here's what you should do. So, number one, when you exit and are returning to your vehicle, have your keys in your hand and ready, all right? Because that's signal number one that, hey, you are aware. Second, your phone, any other things need to be put away so that way you have no distractions. And the term we use is head on a swivel. So if you are walking with confidence and you are looking around and you are aware of your surroundings, they don't want to have anything to do with you.
So you're telling me that what I need to do is when I exit the building, I need to be turning in circles the whole time, keys in hand, screaming out the Lord's Prayer as I'm walking to my car. I think I can handle
it. I hope it was a really good show since it's going to be your last.
Oh my gosh! I am not going. Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.